From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The House has passed and sent on to President Obama the final piece of the health care overhaul, making fixes to the measure signed on Tuesday. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The House gave final approval to the so-called budget reconciliation bill just hours after the Senate approved it, 56-43. The bill makes some significant changes to the new health law. It closes the so-called donut hole in the Medicare prescription drug benefit for seniors. It boosts government subsidies for middle-income families who'll be required to purchase health insurance. And it scales back and delays the tax on very generous health plans, a tax economists hope will begin to help curb health spending. Like almost all the previous votes on health legislation, this one came with no Republican votes. In recent days, the vitriol stemming from the debate has escalated to the point of threats of violence. Julie Rovner, NPR News, the Capitol.
There were more than enough votes for the amendment to pass. Toyota is asking that more than 200 lawsuits against the car company be consolidated. Those lawsuits all allege safety problems with Toyota cars. Member station KPBS, Amitha Sharma reports.
Toyota lawyer Carrie Dobson told a panel of federal judges in San Diego that the nearly 100 personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits stemming from sudden acceleration problems should be combined and go before federal judge Howard Matz in Los Angeles. Dobson said Matz should also handle dozens of class action cases against Toyota. She argued Los Angeles is a good venue because Toyota's headquarters are nearby. Class action attorney Mark Robinson says Los Angeles makes sense.
We're going to probably be taking 100 depositions of Toyota employees from Japan and from Los Angeles. We're going to need to take them in Southern California. The document depository are going to be in Southern California.
The court will decide in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Amitha Sharma in San Diego.
Three motorcycle riders were killed and six others were injured today when a group of cyclists in North Phoenix were plowed into by a sanitation truck. Police officials say the motorcycles were stopped behind a pickup and a small SUV when the incident occurred. Phoenix Police spokesman Detective James Holmes says they're still trying to figure out what happened.
All of the vehicles except for the sanitary truck were stopped on Carefree Highway at a red light. The light was turning green, and for whatever reason, the sanitary truck just plowed into the back of the motorcycles, causing a ripple effect, if you will.
Most seriously injured was an off-duty Phoenix Fire Department captain listed in critical condition. Witnesses reported some of the victims were pinned beneath the truck, which subsequently burst into flames. Following complaints about how they were treated under the Obama administration's mortgage relief program, officials now say some consumer protections are being put in place. The Treasury Department says mortgage companies will have to evaluate all borrowers who've missed at least two payments. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5 points. This is NPR. Vatican officials are defending their decision not to defrock an American priest accused of molesting as many as 200 deaf boys in Wisconsin. Vatican officials say the incidents in question happened too long ago, and the priest involved in the alleged molestations was in poor health. According to a New York Times report, the Vatican ignored repeated warnings about the priest, the Reverend Lawrence Murphy, finally moving him from the School for Deaf Children where he worked. The office that dealt with such cases was headed by Benedict XVI before he became pontiff. Murphy died in 1998. Fine layer of Sahara dust has descended over Nigeria. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports the haze is the result of unseasonal trade winds that have led to canceled airline flights, ill health, and questions about creeping deforestation.
Nigerians and meteorologists are asking climate change or global warming. West Africa residents expect the Harmattan, annual trade winds carrying sand and dust from the Sahara Desert, much earlier in the year. The Harmattan made a brief appearance in January, then disappeared. Its sudden and unseasonal return last week cast a sandy pall over north and central Nigeria before heading southwest to the commercial metropolis. Lagos reported a blanket of dust and a yellow fog blotting out the sun. The Harmattan brings customary colds, flu and asthma attacks as sandy desert winds inflame nostrils and lungs. Experts say changing weather patterns may disrupt Nigeria's habitual dry and rainy seasons, which farmers rely on to know when to plant. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Abuja.
Recapping this hour's top story, the House has passed on and sent to President Obama the final piece of the health care overhaul bill. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.